You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
October Fiesta is a celebration that combines Hispanic Heritage Month with a German cultural festival. And it takes place on October 28th at Central Park's West Meadow. And it benefits Never Stand Alone, which is a nonprofit that promotes awareness of sexual assault and violence affecting students in elementary, middle, and high school and college. And here to tell us all about it is Aliza Silver from Never Stand Alone. Aliza, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having us, and we appreciate the opportunity to speak about our event, October Fiesta, in Winter Park, happening on Sunday, October 28th, from 1 to 7 p.m.
We're going to talk about Never Stand Alone in a minute, but let's talk about the festival, because that's interesting in and of itself. You're combining two things, because October is Hispanic Heritage Month, but it's also a time when we have these German Oktoberfests. So let's talk about October Fiesta.
We thought it's an interesting concept because it involves great food, great drinks, great entertainment, and we thought we could combine them into one big event, like cultural, through everybody connects through food and music. Everything is live. We have Alex Meixner Band, if you know the Hormel pepperoni commercial. He's the one-man band, nationally known artist, Alex Meixner Band. He's like a rock and roll accordionist. We have from Brazil, a samba team that is going to perform Brazilian samba, like you see with the big birds in actual Rio de Janeiro. We have Latin salsa type style music, mariachi bands. So it's kind of like a big festival in the daytime for everybody to enjoy. The Mexican consulate is our partner, which is very unique now to have an actual partner from a country that will have authentic tequila and mezcal coming.
Wow.
And we'll have gourmet food trucks from Latin America and Germany coming. And we just wanted to make one big celebration and hope to, you know, continue this for the next years.
All right, so where do we get tickets?
The tickets you can find on Oktoberfiesta.org, and it's October with a K. Oktoberfiesta.org. There are frequently asked questions, contact information, everything about it. It's a $20 entrance fee. It's for our charity, so it covers, but it's a lot of entertainment. It's like going to the movies, so it's practically a concert. We also have a VIP area where we have special catered section by the Past Progressive Cuisine. They're doing very special tapas and catering there. And then also some specialty alcohol samplings that you can't get outside of the VIP area. But World of Beer is doing our entire bar. So we're going to have a lot of unique options that day.
I never thought about combining those two cultures together. I mean, they're both fun, and then you put them together and you got yourself a party.
That's what we were thinking about, trying to keep it going. Both of them are fun events. We do have a mission behind it, but you know how everything is. You have to have fun to have an awareness. It's not a preachy mission. We just wanted to have a big event to raise awareness for what we do.
Well, let's talk about Never Stand Alone. It's a very serious topic because we talk about bullying in school, and it happens, and it's been happening for years. But this is sort of bullying times 10. Sexual assault shouldn't be taken lightly. It's something that it happens, unfortunately, and there's all different kinds of sexual assault. Talk about Never Stand Alone.
Well, bullying sometimes is the precursor to that in different ways, but bullying usually starts out in some way, shape, or form. You know, we always say that colleges are the hunting ground, but elementary and middle schools are the breeding ground. So if we can kind of help shape, correct, nice behavior in between children, and get the coaches and teachers involved, perhaps we can diminish any issues that would come later. Because once you get to college, it's a little hard to undo behaviors.
That's true. So let's talk about that. I don't think anybody really thinks about this kind of thing in elementary school. I mean, you get kids that fight with each other. We've all been through that. But when you talk about assault, that's a whole different thing. How is it different in elementary school, say, through when a kid gets older?
Well, now with the influx of social media, they're giving iPads to children at school. There's been instances in kindergarten where their iPads come home and they take pictures and things. You know, sometimes the harassment doesn't end at home. It continues through the phone, through the computer. As parents, I think that they need to just be aware of what your children are doing on social media. We're not telling you to be a spy, but just look at it and say, what's going on at school? And if they say, I don't want to go to school today, let's say why, not just I don't want to. Ask why. Keep asking, because sometimes there's a reason behind it. And there's a little bit, sometimes it's a little bit of a darker reason why. And you just want to have an open communication with your children.
Well, that's something I didn't have to worry about. And the kids, when I went to school, and I won't tell you how old I am, but I'll just say, we didn't have social media. Well, we didn't have cell phones either. We just, you know, we passed notes. And I remember that was one way. That was devastating sometimes. The kids pass notes about you. You know, you find the note and you're just devastated. But I can't imagine being a parent today and having to deal with all this social media, because it's immediate. It follows you home.
And it's forever.
And it's forever in most cases. What do you say to a parent? How do you protect your kid against that?
You just have to be aware of what, you know, who their friends are, where they're going. You just want to know, may I see your social media? What's happening? Is there any, I mean, who pays for these phones? They
True.
Do. I mean, a parent has every right to ask. Let's just see what's, you know, show me. If you shouldn't be afraid to show your parents, because if you are, then there's an issue.
Yeah.
You should be very open with it, because there should be nothing there. And I think children need to remember, if they take pictures or things, that's a crime. And they need to be aware that do not take pictures in compromising positions in any way, shape, or form, because that becomes a crime. So you have to be very aware of, you know, it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. Then there are real victims.
Well, what do you think about some schools, some teachers actually collect up the phones when they walk into the classroom? What do you think about that? Is that a way to combat this?
And then what happens in the third period when that teacher doesn't do it? You
exactly.
know, the hard-handed doesn't work. It just, they're going to find a way. So that's okay in third period if that teacher does it. But then when you're in fifth period, that teacher may not do it. So, you know, damage is done. So it all depends. My mother was a teacher for 37 years in Orange County. And, you know, she was a very great teacher and they respected her. But if the first period teacher doesn't say anything by sixth period, then what can you say after that point?
Now, we in the media, you know, we have to take classes about social media and how we use it and what we say on the air and what we can't say on the air. And it's sort of a training program for ethics and things like that. Do you think schools should start doing that?
That's exactly what we were trying to do. Our website is neverstandalone.org, and I've been trying to get into the Orange County, Seminole County school systems to speak to them at a school board meeting, just to give them the tools as a parent, like resources, what to do. There's a procedure. If anyone's aware of Title IX, that started in colleges in the 70s, basically to protect girls in sports. That's how it originally started, to give them a fair opportunity in sports. But there's a federal mandate in colleges. Every school in college has a Title IX coordinator if there's an issue. Now it has turned into sexual harassment or violence or any issues, male, female. We don't discriminate, you know, just whoever it happens to. But there is no federal mandate in the primary schools for Title IX. And that's something that, if you go to our website, there's a resources page. And there's a step if there's an issue, because I think as a parent and somebody says, Mom, Dad, this is what happened to me today, I don't know what to do. Principals, there's no protocol. Guidance counselors, everything's different. So if there could be some sort of system where, like when you report a purse snatching or a crime, their police has a protocol. So there should be some, that's what we're trying to get done. It's not easy. They're not very open to it either. So
well,
I think it would
yeah.
protect everyone if we could have that opportunity.
That's true. Social media is so prevalent, and it's simply a click away and you can destroy somebody. Because, you know, assault doesn't have to be physical.
Correct.
It could be mental. And I don't know, social media is just like the worst. It's nice. It's good. And on the other hand, it can be abused so much. I don't know what the answer is here, because I guess you have to just start providing a culture of this, you know, saying, okay, this is social media is a whole different ball game. It's a whole different way of thinking of things. And I don't think they do that enough. I think it's just, here's your phone, here's your social media.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
And it also happens to young boys too. It's
mm-hmm.
Everybody's concentrating on young girls, but boys are also victims as well. And it's very underreported. And, you know, it's not fun for a boy to say that he was harassed too, but it does happen. And it's not, you know, just in the news, that Terry Crews, a big burly guy, was harassed. And he's a big guy, and so he wasn't, you know, it happened. So there's no discrimination of gender, socioeconomic, nothing. So it's all facets.
Yeah, I wonder if we've let this get away from us. We should have been doing this sooner in schools. We teach everything else in school. We used to teach, you remember, we used to teach ethics, right? It was a class. I don't think they do that anymore.
You have to, I took one in college, but it was a choice, professional
yeah.
ethics.
Yeah. And it was...
It wasn't mandatory.
Well, and when I went to high elementary school many years ago, it was part of the training. It wasn't just facts and, you know, biology and math. There was social skills, etiquette. That was another one. You don't teach that anymore. I think if we went back to start doing that...
Humanities.
People wouldn't pick up their phone and start blasting away. They would think, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. But you were talking about, you know, championing that cause, trying to get it back into schools. And I think now more than ever, right?
Yes. I mean, it does start the coaches and the teachers. They spend more time with your children than sometimes you do as a parent. And they're the ones, a lot of them can do a lot of damage and a lot of good. So it all depends, you know, how to shape young minds. They're very malleable. And so, you know, no one's telling you how to raise your children, but you do hurt people and it goes deep.
It does.
They don't realize it.
And it's so easy now to hurt somebody. I mean, it's just ridiculously easy. And some people can be just tone deaf to that because they just say stuff and they have no idea the impact that it'll have down the road. So if you're interested, and this is an issue that we can go on talking about for hours, why don't you visit Never Stand Alone on their website, which is
neverstandalone.org.
Easy to go, neverstandalone.org. Or you can come to October Fiesta. Now, clearly, this is an adult sort of event.
Yes, 21 and up, okay. Because there's a drinking, and we wanted to make sure it was a
right.
safe environment.
But it starts with the adults. If the adults aren't going to take responsibility for the kids, then the kids are on their own. So come to the event. Come to October Fiesta. It takes place October 28th. It's a Sunday at Central Park West Meadow. Which is a great place to have an event. It's sort of a fusion of Hispanic Heritage Month and German Oktoberfest. There will be food trucks, there will be adult beverages, of course. And most importantly, there will be a bunch of people there who are thinking about the same thing. How do we make people aware of this horrific thing of sexual assault and violence in schools, especially the younger kids? And I know Aliza will be there, and maybe we can all get together and say, look, we're all here at this event. Maybe we can all do something, write our congressmen, write people in government, our schools, and say, let's just do something, right?
Yeah, we appreciate if the community would come out and support us to see, because, you know, this is a dark issue and we want it to come out of the shadows and we want it to be dinner table discussion, you know, like everybody else, you know, let's talk about, hey, this is what's happening. As long as the abuser, they have power when secrets are kept. And when secrets are not kept, their power is gone. So when people start talking about it, they can't do it anymore. So we have to say, hello, let's talk about it and let's try to correct it and say, everybody, let's get together. So we really would appreciate the community support. You know, it helps us. We're all volunteer run. We're not paid group. We're just a volunteer run group. And we really want to keep this alive and keep it going. The girl who started it was a survivor from UCF. And she went on to get her PhD and really wanted this to grow, but wasn't going to be here. And we volunteered and said, this is too important, especially from, you know, just to protect and let parents know and children know that they have rights in the schools. That's all we want to do is just protect the children in the schools and let them know that they're not alone and they shouldn't stand alone and there are people here that can help.
So come on out to October Fiesta on October 28th at Central Park's West Meadow, and it's a celebration of life, and also it's an event to shed some awareness on a very serious issue of sexual assault and violence affecting our students in school, all the way up to college. And it benefits Never Stand Alone, which is just one organization that's trying to make a difference. Well, Aliza Silver, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across, Central Florida.
Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it.